Wir holen Mesechta Demai. Sagte der First Mishnah, Ha-Kalin Shebe Demai. Hey, these are the coolest, what were lenient about Hilchas Demai. Now, the loch of Demai is, these are Peris or Tfuah that you buy from an Amoritz, that they are Chashudim ala Maisers, that we're afraid that they did not take off the Maiser from these Peris. Therefore, a Chover Halakech Peris mi Amoritz, if somebody buys these Tfuah or these fruits from an Amoritz, is Sorach Lahafresh Mehem Trumas Maiser, this is from the Rav. The Rav says you have to take off first Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni, and you also have to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni from Demai, which is Tfuah you bought from an Amoritz. Im Hishnas Meiser Sheni, if it's the first 2 years that you have to take off Meiser Sheni. Avo Truma Gedoylo Lenechshitu Amoritz Oleh. But Truma Gedoylo, that we're now afraid, that we Nemon, the Amoritz for sure took off Truma Gedoylo. The Fishi Bemitza. Because if you eat tevel, if you eat the peris before you took off truma gedolah, there's a chiv misa. And also, v'yem lo shir, there's no shir, how much you have to take off. Shechito achas pateras kol hakri, v'yakol nesharim bo. Even taking off one chito, one piece of wheat, pat is all the kri, the whole pile of wheat. So for take off truma gedolah, all the amaratzim also take it off. O meister rishon, o meister oni, ein tzorach loitziyoy, min ademai. The locher is from Demai, these fruits, a peris, or a tfua. You do not have to take off a meister oni and give it to the oni, or meister rishon and give it to the levi, because the momen is mutter. It's only a shayla of the momen you have to give to the oni or to the levi. So then we say, since it's a sofik, if you're mechuyiv or not, the klal is ha-moyse mechaveru all of a raya. Now the kids say, this is the loch of Demai, that if you buy regular fruit off an amoritz, you have to be choshed, he did not take off Trumas Meiser, or he did not take off Meiser Sheni, and you have to take it off. Now the Mishnah is saying there are certain pairs that are kalin that we could be maker, we could be lenient, that you do not have to take off the Trumas Meiser or the Meiser Sheni. And we'll soon see the reasons why. Ha Shisin, the first thing is Shisin, that's Tainim Midboris, that's figs that grow wild. And the svar for these things are, since they're not choshev, first of all, maybe they come from Hefker, like a wild fig, maybe it came from Hefker, and if it grows from Hefker, the cloud is no chiv truma semaisers. And even if it came from Amoritz, since these pears are not so choshev, that they're not so valuable, that they mean nothing, therefore wouldn't bother the Amoritz to take off truma semaisers. So we have a right to number one, he did take off truma semaisers, and therefore these things you're allowed to eat without taking off any hilchos of Demai, of the truma semaiser and the meiser sheni. Fihariman, that's Pirish Barach Lusin. Some say Riman, that's a type of a thorn bush, or the fruits that grow off a thorn bush. Fihozardin, the Rav says that, it doesn't say Klo. Some say it's a little type of a berry that looks like a small apple. Or Benois Eshuach, so the Rav says that's Tainim Lavonus, white figs. It grows in the forest and it grows from 3 years to 3 years. So these pears are not so choshev, and it's very probably that they are from Hefker. Therefore, they're potter from Demai. Ubunoi Shikma, these are ten, these are also figs, hamu covers ba'armon. Vinoivlois had tomorrow. Vinoivlois usually means the fruits that grew off, fell off the tree, they were not ripe. So like Rav says, Tumorim Sheinu Misbashlim Bilan. These are Tumorim, these are dates that do not become ripe on the tree. The Toshin Oishon, you pick them off the tree, Umanichin Oishon Zeh, so Zeh is Bashl. You leave them next to one another till they become ripe, so they're not such good pears. So this type of fruits, the Amoritz would take off a Maisa from. Viha Gufanim is also Anovim, these are type of grapes. Shemanichin Oishon Begefen, these are like the last grapes to become ripe, they're not such good ones, so it doesn't mean so much for the Amor to take off Meiser. We had this called a tzlaf, a type of a bush that has four different types of peris. We had in the Gemara and Brochus, the advice that they're not so choshev for these things, so therefore there's no chash the Amor took off. Over Yehuda Ho'ug, and Yehuda the tree that's called the Ug, that gives off type of a red fruit, is also not so choshev. V'ha choymit sheb Yehuda, and vinegar that's in Yehuda. Because in Yehuda, they used to make their vinegar not from wine that became spoiled, but from temet. Temet means they used to take water and throw it over the pits and the shells of the grapes. So it never really had a shame yayin on it, therefore it was not mechuyiv in Trumas HaMaisus. The Hakusbar, the Rav says that's Kezera Gad, a type of a seed. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol HaShishin Pturin, all the Shishin are Pturin, Chutz Mishel Dufra. A Chutz from the type of a Shishin we had before, that was the dates, the tainim, the figs that grow midboris, the figs that grow wild in the forest, in the midbar, is they're all potter unless they have diufra. Diufra means the Rav says shetoyin peyroisav shnei pomim b'shona. It gives off fruit two times the year. So that's a choshev a tree. Then it's choshev, and then maybe the Amorites did not take off maizus. But all other type of shishin are always potter. Kol harimin is also pturin. It's potter from demai. Chutz mirime shikumayna. A chutz from this rimayna that comes from shikumayna. That's the name of a place. Kol b'noi shikma p'turais chutz min ha-mustafis. All b'noi shikma, also type of figs, a potter chutz from the ones that comes min ha-mustafis. Ha-mustafis means the Rav says is bash lubilim. It becomes so ripe on the tree achen is boku me'aleim. They like burst open by themselves. Shekol elu chashuvenein v'cheskosin shein boim min hefkim. This peris of min ha-mustafis achoshev a peris. So in Amon it did not come from Hefker, and also we have a chash, maybe the Amoris did not take off Meiser, therefore it has the loch of Demai. That if you buy the Paris off the Amoris, you can't eat them unless first you take off Meiser and Meiser Sheni, and Trumas Meiser. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Had Demai ein loy choymish, v'ein loy beer. That means the Paris of Demai was saying you have to take off Trumas Meiser, and you have to take off Maisa Sheni. Now, usually the loch of Maisa Sheni is that when the Balabos wants to be paid to them onto money, to take the money to Yerushalayim, he has to be Maisa V'Chaymish. If the Paris are worth, let's say, $5, he has to add another dollar to it. Mashenkin, on the Paris of Demai, you don't have to add another Chaymish. V'ein loy beer. That the loch of Maisa Sheni is that the third year, the Torah says, V'biyarti Yachidish min Abayis. You have to take all the Meiser out of your house and give them away. The Rabbonim were not misakin this on their demai. Right, the Mishnah says, V'ner chol oinen. His Meiser sheni is also to eat. An oinen is not allowed to eat it. An oinen means somebody that was mace, one of his craven, that's going to have to sit shiva for. So before the kfur is called an oinen. Mashenki in the Paris of demai, the Meiser sheni, you are allowed to give to an oinen. An oinen is allowed to eat it. The Maisa Sheni of Demai, even though you bring it into Yerushalayim, still you're allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim again, and you could be paid with it out of Yerushalayim. Even though by regular Maisa Sheni, once it comes into Yerushalayim, you can't be paid with it anymore, you would have to eat it there. This is a kula of the Rabbanan said by Demai, that even if it's brought into Yerushalayim, you could take it out again. U'ma'avdin es miyutim bedrochim. Let's say you find a little bit of the Maisa Sheni of Demai on the Drochim, on the roads. You don't have to pick it up. You could just leave it there and let it get lost. Even though by regular Maisa Sheni, there's a mitzvah to take care of every little bit of it. But by Maisa Sheni of Demai, the Rabbanim were not so machmer. You could be ma'avdin as miyut bedrochim. If a little bit get lost on the derech, on the road, you could leave it there. V'nois noy la'amoritz. You're allowed to give this Maisa Sheni of Demai even to an Amoritz to eat in Yerushalayim. Even though regular Maisa Sheni, you're not allowed to give to an Amoritz to eat in Yerushalayim, because we're afraid maybe he'll eat it when he's Tomei, but Maisa Sheni of Demai, the Rabbanim will make him. Aba v'yoichal kinegdoi, but the person that gives it to the Amoritz, he himself has to eat the value of those peres kinegdoi from his own money to buy peres and eat it in Yerushalayim b'tayra. U'mechalalim oisoi kesef akesef, even if you have money of Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to be mechalal a second time. Let's say you need for some reason this money right now. You could be mechal on other money you have, even though regular meister sheinu, you can't be mechal or kesev al kesev, but by demai it's mutter. Who are din nechoshes al nechoshes, copper coins for copper coins, kesef al nechoshes, silver coins for copper coins, or nechoshes al peris. Who are din, if you have copper coins, you could be pointing them onto peris, onto fruits. Ubilvado sheyarso v'yiftures al peris. So the Rav says, you're not gerus ubilvad, so just gerus v'yarso v'yiftures al peris. Fofi komar. V'yocho l'arso v'yiftures al peris im yirtsu divrei meyeh. Even if you have pairs of Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to be paid to them a second and third time. You can say to be paid to them. The Chama Maimrim, no, Yala ha pairs, v'yechlu b'Yerushalayim. You have to take these pairs and bring them up to Yerushalayim. The Machlokes is by this last case that we said on Nechoshes ala pairs. If you had originally Maisa Sheni and you were paid it onto Nechoshes, and now you take the Nechoshes and be paid it onto pairs. So, Rav Meir says you could still be paid to these pairs onto money. And the Chovim say no. These pairs you would have to bring and eat in Yerushalayim. And the Loch is like Rav Meir, that you could even go and be paid to these pairs again onto money and take the money up to Yerushalayim and then buy pairs there in Yerushalayim to eat pateris Maisa Sheni of the Demai. This is only a kulam by Maisa Sheni of Demai. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Halokeach Lezera. If you buy tfuah, you buy these wheats off the Amorites, but you plan to use it for seeds, to seed it, to make it grow. Or else, ulebehema, you plan to feed it to your animals. You don't plan to eat it yourself. You plan to use this tfuah, this wheat, for your animals. Or else, kemach loiris, you buy off an Amorites a flour that you can use for the skin, loiris. When you want to be ma'abed the skin, to work over the skin, to make it into good leather, they used to put flour into the skin. So again, you're not going to use this flour for eating. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying all these things are put them in our demai. If you buy it off an amoret, you do not have to take off meiser. What about shemen lener? If you buy oil, to use it for the purpose of a light, lener, for a light, not for the purpose of eating it. Real shemen losach bayes akelim. Real, you buy shemen, you buy oil for the purpose of smearing it on your kelim, on your plates or dishes. Is potem in ademai. All these cases are potem in ademai, since you did not buy these pairs to eat it. These tfuah or shemen to eat it, for other purposes, it's potem in ademai. The Rabbanim were not machm here, even though if it would be tevel midiraisa, you would be mukhi to take off maisvis. For these things, the Rabbanim were not machmer on. So the Mishnah Vaita, mi kiziv ulahalon potem in ademai. Any pairs that grow from this place called kiziv and further out of Eretz Yisrael, that's potter fin demai. Now the ma'isa kiziv, that's the end of the mokum where the oiler bovel were kovish Eretz Yisrael. In other words, even though the first time the oiler Mitzrayim went to capture Eretz Yisrael, they captured a bigger portion of land than Eretz Yisrael. Then when they went to Golis, it lost its kedusha, and now by oiler bovel the second time when Ezra came to conquer Eretz Yisrael again, he was only kovash up until kiziv. So up until Kiziv has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But further than that, does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, pears that are growing there is potem min ademai. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Mi Kiziv ulahalin is potem min ademai. Any pears growing further than Kiziv out of Eretz Yisrael, you should know, is potem min ademai. And we're not afraid that maybe the pears here were taken out from Eretz Yisrael. Heis becheskes, where you are right now, the pears are from this mokum, and this mokum is chutz loretz. Therefore, you potem min ademai. Now, even though midiraisa you'd be potter from tevel gomer, even though it would be vadai tevel, but akoponim midirabonim made a gzera that the place is close to Eretz Yisrael, you also have to take off a meiser. But that's only if the tevel is vadai. But here that you're buying it off an amorat, since it's only a suffix, the rabbonim were not machmer in a suffix in these mekaymas of kziv and further, since really it's called out of Eretz Yisrael. The pears have no kedushas to be mechayiv and shumas and meisers. Vaita. Chalos amoritz. So chalos means the chala that an amoritz takes off. Now the Rav said the pshat is shetikun legevul chover. Now you had a choshev a baker that's baking for you. An amoritz has a good baker that makes the dough and needs the dough for him. Veroitz litnan lekoyin chover is potem laser. If this baker that's a choshev a person to chover wants to give the chala to a koyin, you should know he's potem for taking off meiser. Because even though it's an amoritz's chala, He is not mechuyev to take off maisa when he wants to give it to the kohen. Viham meduma, who adin meduma? That means the tefua that belongs to namoritz. Shenoftu loisaw min hatruma lepachas mimeyasoyim shechulim. Because he had a big barrel of, let's say, a chulim dika apples. You already took off truma semaisus, and now one apple of truma fell into it. That's called meduma. It's a mixture. So since it fell into less than 100, midrabbonin, it's also tedit. Now, if you buy meduma off an amaretz, you're part of taking off meiser from it. V'halokeach b'kesef meiser sheni. Hey, something you buy with something you bought from the money of meiser sheni. In other words, you took your meiser sheni to Yerushalayim, and you bought peiros there. Now, if you bought the peiros off an amaretz, you put them in a demai. Since it's from the Gdushas of Meiser Sheni, the Rabbonin parted you from demai. The Shiorei HaMenochis, the leftover part of the Menochis, is also pot, is Pturim Min HaDemai. These are all Potim Min HaDemai. Because there's a Chazoka that Namoritz will not give to the Kohen something that's Einu Mesukin. Therefore, the wheat, the flour that he brought to make the Mincha from was Zichet Dvadei taken off before in the Meisers. What about Shemen Oriv? Shem Norev, or else some say it's called Shem Nafarsmin. He's a special type of oil that you use for anointment, to rub on your body. Is Beishamim Bechayovim. Beishamim holds that since you're using it to rub it on your body, it's Mechuyiv in Demai. If you bought it off an Amoritz, before you use it, you have to take off Meiser. Or Beisilu Poitri. Beisilu says, no, you potter. Since it's only Shem and Orev, this is oil that you can use only to shmir on your body, you're not going to eat it. So even though there's a cloud that Sichis Kishtiyah, but here the Rabbanim were not machmer. Since you're not using it for the purpose of eating it, there's no din demai. Because demai, like we're always learning, is really the pshat is that roiv amoritz do take off maisers. Because only a ksas sofik with the Rabbanim will make it here. So the Mishnah Vaita, Mishnah Dalit, had demai ma'arvin boy. If you have demai, that means this perish you bought from an amoritz, and you did not take off the maiser yet, is a loch, still you could use it for an eruv echateris or eruv etchumin. If you have a movi and you want everybody to mishtatif together in order to be able to carry out from the chotzer into the movi, that's called the shtufim mevois. You could also use this food that comes from the mai. And the svara the Gemara in Erevin says is because there's a migu that if a person would want to be mafkir all his nechosin and become an oni, become poor, then you are allowed to eat the mai. The rabbanu will make over an oni, he's allowed to eat the mai. So every person really could make himself into an oni. So therefore, it's called roi if anybody. Who in the Mishnah says, you should know if you eat the mai, you have to make a bracha, or mezamnen olav, when you come to bench, if you make bread out of it, and you bench, you have to bench with mezumin, you have to say brichas amazin. Or mafrishin I say orim. When you are mafrish the maisa from the mai, you can do it even though you're orim, you're not dressed. Because you don't have to make any bracha here. Since you don't have to make any bracha, you could do it even though you're orim. Who adin ben ashmoshes? Shall erev Shabbos? Even on erev Shabbos, ben ashmoshes, still you're allowed to be mafrish the mai. Because since it's only a suffix in the Rabbonin, they will make all Benash Moshes. Ho'im hiktim maiser sheni l'rishim. Who are then when you have this Paris of Demai, and you want to take off now the Meiser. So first you're supposed to take off Meiser Rishon, then Trumas Meiser, and then Meiser Sheni. What about first you took off Meiser Sheni, and then you took off Meiser Rishon? See, even though by Tevel Vade it's not Chal, but by Demai it's okay. If by these peiros of demai that you bought off the amoritz, you first took off maaser sheni and then maaser rishon, it's chal. Is the Mishnah says ain bekaklum? There's nothing wrong. Still the hafrosh is chal. So the Mishnah shemen hagardi. That means hagardi. That's oirig, the weaver. A weaver he uses oil. So the shemen hagardi sach betz boisov chayiv. Something that he smears on his fingers itself. That's chayiv in demai. Why shall gufa hu noistin v'sichah kishtiyah? Because he's putting it on his body, and that we say sichah kishtiyah, it's chayiv in demai. Before you rub it onto your body, you have to take off the maisers. V'shah sirik noistin v'tzemer potim in ademai. Mashenka the sirik, that's the weaver also when he uses the wool. And he puts the oil on the shemen on the wool, so that applies like you sirkes akelim. You're not putting it on your body, therefore you put them in admai, since you're not using this oil for your body. So even though here we're coming out that if you sach, if you smear the oil on your body, on your tzvoisov, you are chayiv in demai, and the chur before in the end of Mishnah Gimel we had that Beis Hillel holds your potter from Shemen Orif, and we said there the vort is that you only use that Shemen for smearing it on your body, but the Teretz is that over there it's Loy Shriach. Over there it's not so Shriach Bechlal to use that Shemen Orif. It's a special oil, not too many people use it. So there the Rabbonim were not Machmer. Mahashenkin here, we're talking about regular Shemen that the Gadi, the weaver, uses to smear on his fingers. So regular Shemen that people do smear on their hands, that is called Sicha Kishtiyah, and you're supposed to take off Meiser first before you come to use it. It has a din demai, you have to take off Meiser first. Yeah. Yeah, we're up to Perik Beis. V'elu dvorim misasrim demai b'chol mokum. These are the type of foods that you have to take off demai no matter where you buy it. Because you always have to be afraid that these payers came from Eretz Yisrael, and you have to take off demai if you buy it from an Amoritz. Hadvelo v'hatumorim v'acharuvim ho'oireis v'hakamoin. His figs and dates, v'acharuvim like boxer, ho'oireis is rice, u'kamoin, kamoin is kimmel. It's because these things are recognized that it comes from Eretz Yisrael. These fruits, when they grow in Eretz Yisrael, it's nicker, it's an Eretz Yisrael dika peri. Ho'irish shebchutz loritz. Let's say you have rice that grows in chutz loritz. So there it's potter from trumas and maisris. Es kola mishtamish mimenu potter. Whoever uses that is potter. That means even if you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, it's nicker, you could also tell that this is type of rice that's grown in chutz loritz. Therefore, it's potter from Truma Semaisris, and therefore, even if you buy it from an Amoritz, you do not have to take off Demai. Because the different type of rice, the rice that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, and the rice that's grown in Chutz Loritz. Therefore, you will not mistaken one for the other. So, Mishnah Beis. HaMekabel Olov Liyos Nemen. If somebody wants to have a Kabbalah, like he accepts upon himself to be trustworthy, Negei Tilchos Semaisris. And therefore his payers will not be called Demai Mikan Labor. Notice he's not called an Amoritz anymore, but he wants to be classified as a person that's Nemon to be trustworthy that when he says that he did take off the Trumas and Maisers. What does he have to do? Is Maiser Yeshu Oichel. Whatever he eats, he has to take off Maiser first. V'yeshu Moicher. Whatever he sells to somebody else, if he sells the fruits to somebody else, before he sells them, he has to take off Maiser. V'yeshu lakeach, anything he buys, even though he's only buying these fruits, I'm not to sell it, still as soon as he buys it, he has to take off meister from them. V'yena misarech etzel amoritz, and he does not go to be a guest by an amoritz, in an amoritz is the house. Because since the amoritz is not nemun, he does not take off meister, it's demai. So if you want to be a nemun, to be trustworthy about demai, you can't go and eat peris of fruits in the house of an amoritz. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Af ha-misarech etzel amoritz. Even if somebody is a guest by an amoritz, still nemun. He can still be trustworthy. And the pshat is because he's nemun to say either he did not eat any fruits from the amoritz, or else whatever he ate there, first he took off trumas and maisris first. Omru loy, the chom tainet back to Rabbi Yehuda. Omru loy, they said back to him, alatzmo yeni nemun. No, such a person that's not trustworthy about himself. If he himself goes and eats by an Amoritz, how could you believe him when he tells other people that his fruits were taken off, where Maisa was taken off? In other words, if he himself goes to eat by an Amoritz, we cannot trust him anymore, even though he gave it to other people. Now the Mishnah says, Gimel, HaMekabel Olav Liyos Chover. If somebody is Mekabel upon himself to be a Chover, a special person, which means Nageya to Tahiris, that whatever he does, all his peiros, all his clothing is all tor. We don't say any of it is tummy. So what do you have to do to have the special type of a nemonis, to be called a chover, that all your food and all your mashkim are all tor? Is enoi moichel amoritz lach v'yovish. You cannot sell anything to an amoritz, whether it's liquid or whether it's dry. Because since you're makpid to keep all your stuff tor, you're not allowed to cause chulin even to become tummy in Eretz Yisrael. So you can't sell your things to an Amoritz because you have to be afraid maybe the Amoritz will make them tummy. And you cannot buy from an Amoritz anything that has liquid, anything that's lach, because we're afraid that maybe it was mekabel tumma and you don't eat now a tumidika thing. If it's yovesh, if it's dry, then you are allowed to buy it from the Amoritz. Because if it's dry, then we believe the Amoritz when he tells you that it didn't have any hechsh lekabel tumma. no water fell upon the fruits beforehand. And we believe him on this, but we do not believe him if he says that the water was not mekabel tumah. As if the Amoritz tells you there's no hechsher, it's not even roi lekabel tumah, that we believe him. But if you have liquid that you're buying off an Amoritz, even though he tells you no tumah touched it, we don't believe the Amoritz. It's also to buy lach. You don't go and be a guest by an Amoritz in the house, because you're afraid whatever he has is tummy. And you don't let an Amoritz come into your house to be a guest by you, calls him on, he's wearing his clothing. Because the clothing of an Amoritz is also tummy midrabbonin. Rabbonin was goizah because maybe his wife, when she was a nida, she sat on his clothing, and she was metam his clothing, and Amoritz is not makpid. Therefore, you can't have an Amoritz come into your house when he's wearing his clothing. We have Yehuda, Raim, Rabbi Yehuda adds, Af lo yigado behemadaka. You have to be such a person that does not raise a small behemoth. Flo ye porot spinadorim. Porot spinadorim means you should not be such a person that's very easy for you to make nadorim. Uvishaik, and don't laugh too much. Flo ye metama le mesim. You don't go and be metama, touch mesim. Or mishamish or beis hamedrash, and you learn in the beis hamedrash, you have tamid chachamim, you talk and learn with. That's what Rabbi Yehuda adds. You need these things also to become a chover. Omru loy, the chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, loy bo elu lechlal. No, these things you do not need to become into a chover. These are nice things to have, but these are not required to get a shame chover that you are nema negeya to ilchas tumah v'tayra. It's only negeya to what's negeya to tumah v'tayra do you have to have. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Hanachtumim loy chayvu oisom chachomim lahafresh. A nachtum means a baker, when he buys the flour off the Yamoritz, the chachamim will not mechayiv the baker to take off the mai, elo kedei trumas maisa v'chala. Even though they're buying the wheat from an Amoritz, they only have to take off trumas maisa, that's 1/100, and v'chala, like 1/48 of it for chala. Mashenkein maisa sheni, the rabbonim will not mechayiv the nachtum to take off maisa sheni. And the Gemara explains the reason is because the Nachtumim were pressured by the government like to lower their prices, so they weren't making too much money. So not to make it hard on the Nachtumim, they do not have to take off the Maisa Sheni. Rather, the people that buy it from the Nachtum, they have to take off the Maisa Sheni. Now, Ha'chen Vonim, that's the storekeeper that sells the breads, is Einam Rashoyim Limcheret Demai. They cannot sell the mai. In other words, they, before they sell it, they have to take off the maisa sheni. And one reason is because the chenveni, the storekeeper, they make a lot of money on it. They sell small pieces at a time, and they charge money for it. So since they did make a lot of money, them, the rabbonim, will mechayev to take off the maisa sheni from this demai. Now the Mishnah says the klal is, kol hamashpiyin b'midagaso rashoyim limcheres ha-demai. Whoever sells it in big quantities, a lot at a time, like the wholesale people, they're allowed to sell demai on the tzad that the people will buy it, they will take off the demai. So elu heina mashpiyim b'midagasa, who is considered somebody that sells on big scales, is kagoyin ha-sitoinois or moichrei svua. The sitoinois. Now sitoinois, those are the big fechrim that buy a lot and sell, or buy a lot from the Baal Tefua, and they sell it. Again, like the wholesalers. They buy a lot at a time and sell a lot. Or Moichrei Tefua, people that sell the Tefua. Also, the people that buy and sell a lot at one time.
In Mishnah, hey. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Eshedarko Lihimodeit Begasa.
If somebody is used to measuring it in a big measuring, or Modedoi Bedaka, now he did it one time, he sold it in a small measurement. Is Tfeila Dakalagasa. The small measurement that he did is like bottom to the big measuring, and he has a loch as if he always sells on big scales. And therefore he's put the Malaser Demai. What about a Shadakali Modeh Bedaka? If you have something that you always smell it in small things like kidneys, like beans, or Medodadoi Begasa, and now you measure the big measurement, is Tfeila Gasladaka. Even though you sold the big amount, you're still Chayiv in Demai. It has a loch as if you're smelling small amounts. As though he mida gasa, what's considered a big mida? The yovesh, if it's a dry measurement, shloisha kabin, 3 kabin. Or valach, if it's a liquid, dinner. It has to be worth a dinner. Rabbi Yossi says,
Sali Seinim means baskets of figs, Visali Anovim, baskets of grapes, for Kupoi Shoyorak and baskets full of vegetables, Kolzaman Shumoichran Achsoro is Potter. Because any time you sell these types of baskets, Achsoro, they say, means you don't measure it out, but I may just do estimate how much you have in them, so that's called selling a bit large amounts, that you're Potter from giving off Maisa of Demai. All right, turn over. Perek Shalishi. Ma'achilen eso aniyim demai. You're allowed to feed a poor people an oni, you're allowed to give them demai. In other words, tfuo, fruit, wheat, that you bought from an amoritz, it's a suffix if he took off trumas the maestros or not, even though you have a chiyah before you either take off the maestros, but you're allowed to give it to an oni, al miss tzedakah, even though you did not take off the maestros. V'yes achsanoi demai. If you have a guest over, some say achsanoi means the army men from the king that's mutl upon you to feed them, as since they're not at home right now, they have a locha like oni, therefore you're allowed to feed them. And some say means any erich, any guest, also since he's by you now, it's like a mitzvah tzedakah, therefore they're a mekel that you're allowed to give them a demai. Rabbi Gamliel, Emir Rabbi Gamliel says, ma'achil es perl of demai. Your own workmen, people that are working for you, you're allowed to also feed them demai. In other words, they're considered like an oni, they're poor people, you're allowed to feed them. But the loch is not like this, like the Tanna Kamma, that since you have a chiyuv, an obligation to feed your workmen, so if you would pay them, feed them with demai, it's called you're paying off your obligations with demai, so you're not allowed to do that. Gaboi tzedakah. What about a gaboi tzedakah? Someone that collected tzedakah, and now he's giving it out, letzorach yir. Is Beishamai, Yomer Beishamai says, Noisnin es hamu'usa lishenei maser. You're supposed to give tfuah that's already taken off his meiser to an oni that you know he will not take off meiser. But if you have tfuah that was not taken off its meiser yet, lemaaser, give it to somebody yechoshev oni that you know he will take off meiser. Nimtzu comes out like this: that kol adam oichel mesukin, everybody will eat good fruits like good pears. They'll have meiser taken off them. The chom moimrim, the chom say though, goivin storm or mechalkin storm. No, you go around collecting, no matter who gives you the food for stock, you're allowed to take it. Or mechalkin and give it out to no matter who it is. Don't make any differences. But if a person wants to be machmir upon himself and be mesakin, let him do it. And Yerushalmi explains, because the Chum are afraid if you have two different pushkis, one that the people give off mice and one not, we're afraid that the Amoritz will see that you're not putting his food in the right box, and he'll come baledik and he won't want to give stocker anymore. So not to stop people from giving tzedakah, you put all the money, all the food together, and give it out whichever way you want. And whoever receives it, if they want to be machmir and give off maisa, that's their business, they have a right to do it. The Mishnah Beis. Horoitze lachazoim ale yorok lohokil mimasoi. If somebody wants to lachazoim, to cut off ale yorok, the leaves, the top leaves of the vegetable, let's say you have carrots, and on top of the carrots are the long greens, lohokim imasoi, in order to make it easy for you to carry. So in other words, you're carrying now a bunch of carrots, and it's too hard for you, so you want to cut off the greens on top. So Mishnah says, lo yashlech ad sheyaser. You should not throw away the top greens until first you take off maizreis from this bunch of vegetables. And the Mefarshim speak out, we're talking about now, that in a case where this yerek was already negad, it was like bunched together, these bunch of vegetables. And therefore, there's a chayiv to take off maisos from it already. So the Mishnah is saying a chiddush that you're not supposed to throw away the top greens, because since it already was mechuyiv to give off maiser, if you're going to throw it away before you took off maiser, we're afraid somebody else will find it and they'll eat it without taking off maiser. So you'd be machshu, you're causing somebody else to eat something that did not have its maisers taken off. Therefore, before you throw it away, you have to take off maiser from it. Now, halakeyach yoruk minashuk. If somebody went down to the marketplace to buy vegetables, v'nimlach lahachzir, and then he changed his mind, he wants to put it back. But first it says halakeach, you already took it. In other words, you picked it up and you made a maisa hagbo, and all it was missing is just that you have to count it out, how many you took. But the prices you do, we know these are a dollar a pound. So Now it's only a question, how many pounds did you take? So since you picked it up, it's a svar to say you are koiner it. And therefore the Mishnah says, la yachzer. Now if you want to return it, you're not allowed to give it back, ad she yachzer, until you take off maitzris first. She'ein ha-mechusser el minyan. Why? Because what was missing just to count how much you took. But the price is yedua. We know how much the price is. Therefore, when you picked it up with in mind to buy it. We say with the hagabah alone, that you picked it up, you are koiner it, and it remains yours. Even though you have a right to return it, but it's still yours, therefore you have a chiva to take off maisis from it. So when you put it down now, you can't put down the whole thing, because some part you take off a maisis. So you have to pay the storekeeper, you have to pay the man how much it cost you for the maisis. Because that you can't return, that's like iser. But the rest of it, that's chulin, you're allowed to put back. Let's say you were just standing there to see what you want to buy. You didn't pick it up yet to make a maisa hagbor. You were just looking to see what you should buy. For and even though you were looking at this bunch, then you saw another bunch that's much better. Now mutal hafti, you're allowed to put back again the first bunch. Because you did not make a mashiach, you did not pull it to yourself, you did not make any type of a kinyan, so it didn't become yours, therefore you don't have a chiyuv to give off maisus. Therefore, you're allowed to put it back, even though you did not take off Meiser first.
Mishneh Gimel. Ha-moitzei peiros baderech. If somebody finds fruits on the road, on the notlon lo'ochlon, and you took it, you picked it up, amanas to eat it. You had a mind to eat them. Therefore, you like akoiner it, it belongs to you now. And then, v'nimlech latzniyah, even if you decide, you change your mind, you want to put it down again to hide it, you don't want to eat it, is lo'yatzniyah atshayaser. You're not allowed to put it down and hide it, put it in the ground, unless you first take off Trumas HaMaisus. In other words, since you first picked it up and it became your fruit, and it was like Tevel, so now you're not allowed to put it down unless you first take off Trumas HaMaisus. In order somebody else should not come and take it, then they'll think that already it was Mesukin, and you'll be Machsh for them, therefore since it's your fruits, you have to first take off Trumas HaMaisus. V'yim mitchilo notlon b'shevil. Let's say at the beginning you only picked up these fruits you found on the road because you didn't want them to get destroyed. In other words, you didn't have in mind to corner it, that it should be yours. You just want to like, hold it for the owner. Is potter, then we say if you put it down, you don't have to take off Trumas HaMaisus because it never became yours. Kol dover she'nodom reshoi lamochroi. Anything you're not allowed to sell, demai. Any type of fruits that you're not allowed to sell, demai. Is lo yishalach lechaveru demai. You should not send it to your friend if it's a suffix, if you took off Trumas HaMaisus. Hey, so any time, like we had before in the Mishnayos, and if you sell large quantities, you're not allowed to sell it when it's demai. If you didn't take off Maisus first, the same thing, you're not allowed to send it to your friend, even for a present, if it's demai. Because you're afraid maybe he'll eat it before he takes off Trumas HaMaisus. Rabbi Yosi mate bevadai, bevad sher diyenu. The Yosi says if you send fruits, b'tor as a present to your friend, even though you did not take off Trumas HaMaisus first, you're allowed to do it. As long as you tell him, you should know I'm sending you now peiros that are not mesukin. So we're not afraid the person himself would take off the Trumas HaMaisus. Mishneh Dalet. Ha-melech chitin l'teichin kusi. If somebody takes wheat to a kusi to grind it, or l'teichin amoritz, or else to an amoritz, he should grind the wheat for you. Now, Akusi, they were Geriemis, they had a Shein Yidin at the beginning, but they were not the Muchzik in all the mitzvahs. So therefore, the locher is, Becheskos and Lamaisus Lashrius. If you gave it to Akusi or Tanamoritz to grind it, you have a right to say he did not change around the wheat. And if you took off Trumas and Maisus, the wheat, the ground wheat you get back, you're allowed to eat. You have a right to say it's also the same wheat that was taken off Trumas and Maisus, or Lashrius. There's no Shashrius involved. What about L'teichin Nochri? Let's say you gave it to a guy to grind up your wheat, even though you gave him wheat that you took off Trumas HaMaisus, demai. When you get it back from the guy, it's a suffix, it's a doubtful if he changed it with his own wheat, and therefore there is a chi of Trumas HaMaisus, or maybe it's still the same one, therefore min ha-suffix you have to take off. Hamafkid peresav eitzel akusi. Let's say you have a bundle of fruit that you give b'teros to pikod and you want the kusi to watch it for you. Or yeitzel amoritz, or else you leave it by an amoritz. It's the same thing, becheskos and lemaisus lishvius. It's still becheskas kosher if you gave it to him fruits that you already took off Trumas HaMaisus, when you get it back from them, you're allowed to eat them. You have a right to say they did not change it over with their own fruits, and therefore it's becheskas maisus and lishvius.
What about Eitzel Hanochi? Let's say you left a bundle of your fruit by a guy. Then we say Kepereisef. We're afraid the guy changed around with his own fruits, and the fruit you're getting back now is the guy's fruits that you would have to take off Truma Semaisis. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even when you give it to a guy, it's not 100% to change it around. It's only a suffix. Therefore, you have to take it off like the din of Demai. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Ha-noise lepun dokis. If somebody gives it to his innkeeper, knows he's staying by a hotel or by a motel, and he gives the innkeeper to hold it. It's Maisereshu nois in law. The fruits that you give him to hold, before you give it to him, you have to take off Trumas and Maisers. V'yeshu noitimimenu. And the fruit you take back from him, also you have to take off Trumas and Maisers. Mifnei shechashu delachlif. Because we're afraid maybe he changed around your fruits with his fruits. So therefore, his fruits that you have now did not have Trumas and Maisers. But before you give it to him, you have to take off Trumas and Maisers, because you can't be Meichelim and Isser. Omer Rabbi Yossi, said not like that. Omer Rabbi Yossi, ain onu achroyin l'ramoyim. We don't have to be worried about a Rami, about somebody that steals, that does bad things. So therefore, ain oi maiser el amashu noitim imenu bavad. Rabbi Yossi yelled, you don't have to take off trumas and maisers from the fruits that you give for this innkeeper to hold. Because of Manashach, if he changes it around, so you don't have to be afraid to be machshlim and nisser, since he's doing an aver, like he's a Rami, he's stealing from you. So all you have to do is just, when you get the fruits back, those fruits you have to take off Trumas and Maisers from. Because like the Monoshuk, if he didn't change it around, so good, now you're taking off Trumas and Maisers from your fruits. And if he did change it around, so also the fruits you're taking back now, you're going to take off Trumas and Maisers from. But the Aloch is not like Rabbi Yossi, but the Tanakama, that even though the person is a Rami, still there's a klal, you should not let anything go out of your hands that's not Mesukin, that you can't eat. Mishnah Vav. Let's say somebody gives his mother-in-law food to hold. Is Maisereshu nois-in-law? You have to give him, take off Trumas and Maisers before you give her the fruits. V'yeshu noitamimeno. And when you take back the fruits later, also you have to take off again Trumas and Maisers. V'vnei shichashu delachlef esam eskalkum. Because we're afraid maybe she'll change it around with her own fruits. In other words, the fruits you gave her, maybe she'll make a food out of it. And maybe she's going to burn the food. So she'll make it over again, and she'll use her own fruits. So therefore, the food you get back from your mother-in-law, also you have to take off Trumas and Maisers. This is providing that she's not a chover, like she's also only like an Amoritz, that we're afraid, we don't know Vadi, she took off Trumas and Maisers. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Roitzi v'takonas bito, uboisha mechasona. This is the svara, that Rabbi Yehuda, the mother-in-law, wants to make her daughter look good, and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. Therefore, if the food got burnt or something, she will change around the food to give him better food. So the Mishnah, but Moida Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, v'noisen lecha moisai shviyas, that if you give your mother-in-law during shviyas, peris to watch, in other words, peris that you are allowed to eat, she'eno chashud lahachlif, we're not afraid she'll change him around on shviyas, lahachlis bita shviyas, that she won't do. She won't change around her fruits to make her daughter be over the Isra of eating Paris of Shvius. Because that's a Chomedic Isra. Even the Amorites act more with the Isra of Shvius than they do from the Isra of Tevel.
Yeah, Perek Revi. Halokeach Paris Mimi She'enu Neman Alamaisris. If you buy fruits from somebody that is not trustworthy, if it gives off Maisris, in other words, you buy it from an Amorites. So that's the loch of Dumai, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisris before you can eat it. But you forgot to take off the Maisir before Shabbos. Is the loch of Israel or Shabbos? You have a right on Shabbos, now you're like stuck. You forgot to take off the Maisir before Shabbos. So the loch is you're allowed to ask the Yamoritz if he took off Maisris or not. Is Yoichal Apiv, and you have a right to eat according to what he says. In other words, if he says on Shabbos that yes, before Shabbos, before he sold it to you, he took off Maisa, you have a right to believe him, and you could eat the Paris on Shabbos. But Choshcha, as soon as it becomes nighttime, Choshcha Mitzvoy Shabbos, as soon as it becomes after Shabbos, that now you do not need that heter, now you could take off the Maisa yourself, because on Shabbos, Midrabon, you're not allowed to take off Maisers. So therefore, the Rabbon will make it to believe the Amoritz. But on Mitzvoy Shabbos, the Locher is Lo Yoichal Ad Sheyaser. You're not allowed to eat the fruits until you first take off Maiser, because now you can take off the Maiser like you have to do from Paris Demai.
Loimotso, let's say you did not find the original owner that you bought it from. Omale echot sheinu nemen al maisrus, but somebody that's also an amoritz, that's not nemen, we don't trust him if he took off maisr or not, but this person says, mosarin hein. You should know, I know that the owner did take off maisr from it. The lachar is again is oichal apiv. You're allowed to eat according to what he tells you on Shabbos. Choshcha, as soon as it becomes nighttime, moitsoi Shabbos of moitsoi Shabbos leyoichal at sheyaser. You're not allowed to eat until you first take off a maisr. Trumas maiser shel demai shechosru lemkoima. Let's say trumas maiser shel demai. In other words, demai again is this fruits you brought, you buy off an amoritz. Halach is you have to take off first maiser rishon, and then you have to take off trumas maiser. Now trumas maiser is has a locha like truma that is only mutter for koyin teeth and it's also for zar. So what happens now if after you took off your maiser rishon and you took off trumas maiser, the trumas maiser fell back into the original demai? So trumas maiser shel demai shechozilum koymet fell back into the what was left over. So it's called meduma right now. It's like trumas mixed into chulin that everything becomes osur, so you can't eat anything now. Is Reb Shimon Shezuri Omer? Reb Shimon Shezuri has a kula and says af bechel shoyaloi v'yoichal apiv. Here you have a right to ask the original owner, the amoritz, did you take off maiser before I bought it off you? And if he says, yes, he did, you have a right to eat these fruits now, even though it's the middle of the weekday. Because here you have no etzah to masakin it, because now that the truma fell, the truma smaisa fell back into the chulin, it's like meduma, and if not for this heter of esk and the balabos, it would remain also if you teed it, therefore the rabbanu will make it to believe the balabos. Mishnah Beis. Hamadir es chadero shayechal etzli. If you, like somebody wanted you very strongly to come over to his house, so he made like a neder and said that if you do not come over to eat by my house, I'm going to make a neder, all my property is also to you. You can't have anor from my property. The locher is, but this person that wants you to come to eat by him, he's not trustworthy. He's like an amoritz. We don't know if he took off his maestros or not. The locher is, oichal imoy b'shabbos harishoyna. The first Shabbos that is bothering you to come to him, then the rabbonim will make you to say you're allowed to eat by him. The afal pi shein amamino lamaisois, even though he's not trustworthy, we don't believe him, really, like he's not moritz, we don't know if he took off maisos or not. Obavad shiyoy maloy musarin hein. As long as he says this first Shabbos that he took off maisos before Shabbos, the Rabbanu will make him mishum eva. Like you see how much he wants you to come to him, he's even making a neder, so therefore mishum eva, they shouldn't be fighting, the Rabbanu will make you allowed to eat by him. But providing he tells you that he did take off maisos before Shabbos. Or the Shabbos is Shaniya, what about the second Shabbos already? Then there's not such Eva. Like you went to him already once, now not to go to him won't be such fighting. So here the locher is Afa Pisha Nodimimenu Hano. Even though the person makes a neder and says that if you don't come to me, I'm going to make everything I own also to you, you can't have enjoyment from it, still Lo Yechalat Shiyasir. You're not allowed to eat by him until first you go there and take off the Maiser. But here you can't trust the person even though he tells you he took it off. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein Adam Tzorech Likrois Shame LeMeister Oni Shel Demai." When you bought these pairs of Demai of an Amoritz, you don't even have to be Koreh Shame to call the Meister of Oni. The words, after you take off Meister Rishon, you have to give Meister Oni, a Meister to give to the poor people. And the reason is because the Amoritz are not Choshed on this; they also take off Meister Demai. The Chum Oimer, the Chum say, no. No, we have to be afraid. Maybe the first Amoritz did not take off Maiser Oni. Therefore, there's an Issa Tidit, it's like Tevil. So therefore, you have to be Korei Hashem, call it, like separate it. You don't have to really take it off to give it to the Oni. Because the main purpose here is that it shouldn't be Tevil, it shouldn't be Yasa Tidit. So once you were Korei Hashem, you called it Maiser Oni, there's no Issa Tevil anymore. Now there's only a problem. This Maiseroni, do you have to give it to the Yoni or not? So that's a regular suffix in Mammon, and the other klal always is, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olovaraya. So you don't have to give it away until the Yoni could prove it that you have to give it to him. Mishnah Dalet. Misha Kora Shem Letrumas Maiser Shodmai. If somebody called the Shem, as he was Korea Shem, ready for Trumas Maiser, like he took off Maiserishin, then he took off Trumas Maiser. Well, the Maiseroni Shavadai. Or else somebody took off already on regular tevel, real tevel, not that you bought from an amoritz, but you know for sure no mice is taken off, and you already called before Shabbos mice are on, you separated the tefuah that you're going to give to the yoni. The halacha is lo yitlein b'Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to the kohen on Shabbos or to the oni on Shabbos, because you shouldn't give him their matanas on Shabbos. Let's say the kohen or the oni comes, he's used to coming to eat by you. Then let him come and you can let him eat. You should tell him that you should know that what I'm serving you now is either truma smice or else it's maiseroni. If you tell somebody that's not trustworthy about maiseris, in other words, an amoritz, that you tell him, kachli mimi shu neman, or mimi shu maiser. I'm giving you money. If you give money to this person that's not neman, and you tell him, please buy me fruit of somebody that is neman. The lachar is ain't a neman. You can't trust him. Since you didn't tell him who to go to, just to go to anybody that's neman, we don't believe him that he went to such a person. What about Meish Pliny? You tell him clearly, go to my friend Yaakov, then Hareza Neman. Then we believe him that he went to your friend. You told him to go to a special person, and that person is a Neman, then we believe him that he went to him. Holach Likach Mimenu. Let's say the Shliach now went to the person you told him, but he said, I went to him, to Yaakov, and I didn't find him. But instead I bought from somebody else that person is also Neman, is also trustworthy. Then we can't trust him. In other words, the Sam Moritz, who he considers is called a person of Neman, is loved after a real Neman, so therefore we can't trust him that he really went to somebody that really knows the Lachah that takes up Trumas and Isis. Mishnah Vov. Ha-Nichnas Lir, somebody goes into a city, V'yeinei Maki Rodim Shom, and you don't know anybody there. Omar, so you say like this, Mikan Neman, Mikan Meiser. Who is somebody that's trustworthy? Who is somebody that takes off Meiser? Like, I want to buy fruits of this person. Omar Loyecha, somebody says, Ani ain't a Neman. I'll tell you the truth. Me, myself, I'm not trustworthy. You can't believe me. I don't take off Trumas and Meisers. Omar Loy, but he tells you, Ish Pliny Neman, but I know this person here, this Yaakov, he is a Neman. Allah is a raisin Neman, then you could trust him. Since he tells you the truth like he is not and the other person is, you can believe him. Hok holach likach mimenu. So you went to that person that this person said to buy from. You went to Yaakov. Oh my Lord, he asked Yaakov, Mikan moicher yoshen. Is there anybody that sells old fruits? In other words, they're much better. The old fruits are better. Oh my Lord, so Yaakov answered back, Mi sheshlachacho esli. The person that sent you to me, he has sells old fruit, very good fruit. Is alpha pi shen ki goimlim zeh. Even though they're like playing games, one is helping out the other one, still haray edel nemonim. You have a right to believe them both, and they're both it's emes, that the fruits you bought from here are meiser, and you could trust what he said, although the other ones are good fruits. And the reason is, Mepharshim say, because since you're an Uruch, you're a guest like here, the Rabbanan said you could be makel to believe the people that tell you what they're doing. So Mishnah Zayin, ha-chamorim, the people that sell tfuah on their donkeys, they travel from place to place to sell fruits or vegetables or tfuah, grain. Omar Echod. So Achamor Shenichtasul Iyer, they came into the city. Omar Echod, one said, Shali Chodesh, my tfuah is new, not so good one. Tishal Chavir Veiri Yoshim, but for my friends, that's old ones, that's much better. Shali Yainim Sukin, mine is not taken off Trumas and Meisus. Tishal Chaviri Mesukin, but my friends, you should know, his is very good, his is Trumas and Meisus. Alachar is Ein Namonim. We don't believe them. Why? Because they say they're playing games one with the other, each one's lying for the other one's sake, and they can't believe them. Here we're talking about the merchants. They themselves come into the city. So we're not Uruch, we live at home. Therefore, we don't have the cool to believe them. Rabbi Yehuda Leiman Amon, if Yehuda says no, still we believe them. He's not afraid of going like one is playing a game for the other one. Rather, we believe each one is telling the truth. And the Allah is like the Chachomim, so we do not believe them. Here, Perek Chamishi. Haloikeach min hanachtum. If somebody buys, let's say, flour, bread from a baker, you buy bread from a baker. Is keitzed hu meiser? How do you have to take off the meiser if it's demai? You bought it from an amoritz, so the locker is you have to take off meiser and trumas meiser, and here even challah. So the locker is noito kidei trumas meiser. Take out 1/100th of it, which is the shear of trumas meiser, the challah, and the shear of challah, which is 1/48th. The Eimer, and say like this, Echod mi meya mi ma sheyeshkan harei bitzad ze meiser. He's one of this 1/100th I took on the side. It should be meiser. Now meiser by itself is 1/10th, so you need another 9/10ths. Ushar meiser samachloi. The rest of the 9/10ths, That's next to it. Now, Zesho Sisi Meiser, this first 1/100th that took off, also is Truma Smeiser Lov. This should now become Truma Smeiser, in other words, Truma of the Meiser itself. Fi Hashar, and the rest that took off at the beginning, like the 1/148th, Chala remains Chala. Or Meiser Sheni, where's the Meiser Sheni? Bitzvon, you have to separate it and say on the north side, that should be the Meiser Sheni. Or Bidroim, or on the south side. Or Mechulol Al Hamois. And I'll be mechallel with the money I have in my house, the Meiser Sheni are mechallel, therefore you're allowed to eat this bread. So again, since you bought this bread off a baker, which is an Amoritz, so the locher is Truma you do not have to take. You only have to take off Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser. Now the Meiser Rishon you keep for yourself, all you have to give away is just the Trumas Meiser. That you have to give to the Kohen. And also challah also you have to give to the Kohen. And the Meiser Sheni, that you just mechallel and with the money. And the money you have to bring up to Yerushalayim and use it in Yerushalayim. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Horoitze lahafrish truma usrumas maise kachas. Somebody wants to take off, this is by tevel vadai, not demai. Your own private tefuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael. You have a chiyuv to take off truma semaisus. So you want to take off truma gedola and truma semaisus at the same time. So the case is, Noitel echad, take one, mishleishim v'shalosh u'shlish v'yomer. In other words, takes one out of 33 and a third. In other words, if you have 100 here, take 3 out of the 100. That's called each one is like 1/33 and a third of it. So the kid said, take 3 out of 100. V'yomer and say like this, echad mimeyim emasha yesh kan harezeh b'tzad zechulim. One of these 3, and one of these 100, should remain chulin. The hashar, the other 2/100ths, truma ala kol, should become truma gedola on the whole thing. Because the halacha is truma gedola, the shear is 1/50th. So if you have 100 pieces, you have to take off 2 of them. So 2 out of the 100 should become truma gedola. Now, umeya chulin, sheyesh kan, that I originally took off 3. So this third one, the third 100th, that is chulin, hare ze bitzad ze meiser. That should now turn into become Meiser. Let that be Meiser. Now, that's part of Meiser. Meiser is 1/10. So you have to have another 9 like this. Ushar Meiser, the rest, the other 9 of them, Samachle is next to it. Now, say like this. Zesho Sisi Meiser. This 1/100th that I made Meiser, also Trumas Meiser Olof. Now I'm making this. After I separated the 1/10th, another 9 parts like that part, that I have Meiser Rishon. Now, out of Meiser Rishon, now you have to take off Trumas Meiser. So this 1/100th that I had at the beginning, I said it was Chulin, now I'm changing it in, that becomes Trumas Meiser. The Hashar, Chala. And the rest should be Chala. However, a lot of gurus to say you should not be gurus this part of the Mishnah, the Hashar Chala, because we're not talking about Chala right now. It's only here because we were talking about it in the Mishnah before. Now, Meiser Sheni B'Tzvoinoi, the Meiser Sheni of it should be on the north side, or Bedroim on the south side, or Mechulal Al Hamois. And it should be Mechalal, I have money, and I want the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni to go off this Paris and go on to the money. Mishnah Gimel. Halakeach min hanachtum. If you buy bread from a baker, and it's an Amoritz right now, so you don't know if you took off Meiser or not, is Meiser min hachamo ala tzonenis. Or min hatzonenis al hachamo. You're allowed to take off the Meiser and the Trumas Meiser even from hot bread onto cold bread or the cold bread onto hot bread. So these, even though you have yesterday's bread and today's bread, still you can take off one on the other. And it's not cold, you're taking off min hora al hayofer, because even though on Truma Vadi you're not allowed to do this, but on Demai you're allowed to take off even from the bed for the good. Afilo mitfusin harbi. Even though each bread like was made like a different type of a form. So even though you really should be afraid that maybe this baker received his flour from different people, so maybe some of them did take off Truma Semaisis and some did not. So how could you take off Truma Semaisis now from one bread for all of them? Still, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Meir says we're not afraid. Since Demai is only Midrabbonin, we're not afraid to say one loaf of bread was taken off and one not. We have a right to say they're all the same halacha. Therefore, you're allowed to take off Truma Semaisus on one for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Weiser, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Osir. Shani Yemi, because I have to be afraid that Chitim Shal Emesh Hoyim Shal Echad. Yesterday's wheat came from one Amoritz. V'shel hayoyim hoyu mishel acher. And today's wheat, today's bread, came from a different Amoritz. So maybe one of them did take off Trumas Amoritz and one did not. So you can't be mafresh one chalaf, one from one loaf of bread, on the other one. Rabbi Shimon oisei b'trumas meiser umate b'chala. He says, but trumas meiser, it's also to do it, but by chala it's muta. Because by meiser, we have to be afraid it came from two different people, so maybe one did take off and one did not. But shenkein chala, here the chiv is first chal, when this baker now mixes the water and the flour together to make the dough, so it's to this baker that made all the dough. So if you're afraid this baker did not take off challah, you're allowed to take off challah one piece for all the other breads. Because either they all are or they're all not. So challah you're allowed to. All right, we'll stop here. Mishnah will continue on the next tape.